Fuck it. Just talking some shit.
Hell yeah.
So hey. we ain't got to do no introductions and no shit like that. We can just talk. Like, just flow like how we do. So what we was just talking about?
We were talking about Euphoria, you know, but did you see the Safari?
Safari and Joe Budden?
Yeah.
You talking about when they was at the
reunion?
Yeah, I seen that.
How you feeling about that?
Man, like, Safari keep that same energy we was all on that island, though.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, too.
I'm just saying, like, he made a good point. He's like, yeah, you was all on the island saying this, you put my face in the sand. But you wasn't saying shit when he was saying that shit to you, though.
He wasn't.
Why wait till these motherfucking security guards and all that?
And they're like 30 feet away from
yeah.
you. Yo, close it.
But I don't know who will win in that scenario, though, bro.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, like, this is a toss-up for both of them. Listen, I seen both of them cats running.
Hey,
I ain't seen them fight when it was time to fight. I seen both of them running. When Meek Mill pulled up on Safari,
hey.
Did you see him in the middle of the street?
Yeah,
making U-turns.
I see, go on my chains.
Yeah, that motherfucker was in the middle of the street directing traffic like he was a crossing guard.
Hey,
was a crossing guard.
No, like dudes just came out like, I got all my chains. They ain't touched me. I still look good. Yeah, you ran.
Yeah. Listen, you ran. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? You disqualified. Like, we don't know who. It's up in the air.
Hey.
I think we seen Joe Budden get loose too a little bit, right?
Man, I saw Joe Budden with an ice pad on him.
Hey, I remember what happened with Consequence. I'm just saying, he been in that scenario.
Yeah.
And he done had that say. He wasn't coming at Consequence like, I'll put your face in the sand and all that.
Yeah, dog, that's super funny, dog. At the reunion with Joe Budden, like, ain't no sand.
Yeah. He got that little he kind of got like that snarkling like sense of humor, bro.
He was super
calm, bro. With that hat, when you got that type of outfit on, you gotta be calm. The motherfucker had the roundhouse. He had the Kung Lao hat on. He had the Kung Lao hat on with the long ass trench coat jacket.
He said, hey,
with the boots. He can't get busy in that.
He said, hey, man. Stop it. I don't want to whoop his ass.
Yeah, he can't get busy. Now, he knew he couldn't get busy. When you in that type of attire, like, I ain't gonna lie, I wear that type of shit. When I go to work, I can't get busy.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I gotta go home and change, and I'll come back. Like, all right, look, I'm ready now.
Duh.
You can't get busy in that type of attire. So he knew what he was doing.
But no, the crazy thing about it, though, was Safari, to me, you could tell that he was trying to act hard for the camera, though. That's why he had the sunglasses on. He had the darkest sunglasses he could put on. You can't see his eyes. So now he's talking all type of crazy wild shit. He's like, man.
I feel like you ain't gotta have sunglasses to fake hard. I feel like you could get you some liquid courage. You could pop you a pill. So you don't necessarily gotta have sunglasses. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
though.
But like, it, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you can see somebody's face completely. Like, your eyes tell a lot.
A motherfucker ain't gonna be scared of you, though, just looking at you, though.
I mean, it's dark, so you can't see his eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hide your eyes from somebody. You can't see how you really
feel.
Eyes
do tell the truth.
You can talk all the crazy, but your eyes look worried. You look worried in the eye. You're going to see all the worriedness in your eyes,
dog. Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
I don't know, though, but I feel like Charlamagne made a good point on The Breakfast Club.
What you say?
Women can stir a lot of that shit up. Because then you got the male ego playing a factor in it. Like, this shit is all predicated on, I think, Erica Mena, right?
Yep.
And because Erica Mena used to fuck with Sin.
Yep.
And Safari's fucking with Erica Mena now. So it all boils from that or whatever. But Sin has, like, how he told her, like, no, stop. Before I have to whoop this.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Where I have to whoop his motherfucking ass. Like, I think sometimes women could get your ass whooped.
Oh, no, that's for sure.
Just look at the Westbrook and the fan.
That's for sure.
Westbrook said he whooped the fan ass and his woman. I'm whooping both of y'all ass. Y'all came here together, y'all getting your ass whooped together.
Y'all kid. It will happen.
I promise you. On everything I love.
Everything.
Somebody's on the sidelines. I'm like, man, cool down. Let me fuck that. He could get this.
Both of them.
But that shit crazy though, man. But back to the Joe Budden Safari shit. I don't know, like, Love Hip Hop, I don't know, man. That shit, it seemed like it's too scripted. Love Hip Hop was the shit back when Scrappy was out here putting paws on motherfuckers. When he was out here putting paws on motherfuckers.
Oh, M&D's.
Yeah, and then DC's in, in the trainer. Yeah. I was like, how buff you is. And he was scared, too. Man, DC's the motherfucker scared. But I heard, man, DC's got some pull, though.
On the real.
He got some pull in New York.
Damn, DC told him, dude.
You know, I think him and Jim Jones, kind of got beef or whatever. I think I don't know about now, but before, you know, he locked up right now.
Yeah,
but before he got locked up, I remember Cam'ron was messing with Man DC's, and that's when Cam'ron and Jim Jones were still going through whatever they was going through. But Cam was messing with Man DC's, and Jim Jones was like, yeah, you messing with a rat or whatever. I don't know. Whatever, though. But, yeah, I heard Man DC's had some pull. You know what I'm saying? But that's still, that's probably still old, though. That's years ago.
But every time you get out, man, he instantly got work.
What you mean?
I mean, every time you get out, you watch Love & Hip Hop, he get out, he already in the studio. He already making moves and shit.
Oh, Man DC's?
Yeah.
He ain't been out since then?
No, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, he went in.
Oh, you talking about when he was in, then he made Bell, and then he went back in?
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Because, you know, Yandy is like the motherfucking executive producer of that show, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Her and Mona Scott is like, that's her motherfucking mentor down there. So she's going to always have a role on there.
Oh, no, I know she is.
Yeah, they're going to always make a, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if, and if you go back to that song, Fabulous featuring Joe Budden on Soul Tape 2, Want You Back.
Mm-hmm.
They was talking about the Love & Hip Hop in their verses. Because Fabulous was he messed with Emily B.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, like, you only want to break up and get back together just for season two. He said some slick shit like that. And then Joe Budden was like, you pull some shit off Twitter and you bring it to that reality show. Like, So they always be, you know what I mean? Like, that type of shit, like, you got to create a storyline all the time. That shit is just not organic to me, man. And if it is organic, it's going to make your shit fake.
Because
they're going to ask you to do something, some way, somehow, to draw up some type of interest, bro.
And then Safari got into Rich Dollars. You don't even know who...
I know who Rich Dollars is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I used to watch that, bro. Oh, right, he's been on there 10 years. That motherfucker's a sophomore on that show, bro.
Who?
No, I'm talking about like 10 years of school. He was, he was a freshman. So, yeah, he ain't high school in the show. He been there since K-5, bro. He been there a while.
Man, he been there. He was there. Hey, Safari.
Oh, when dude try to run up there?
Why you the slow motion on, dog?
Them motherfuckers do not be about no action, bro.
No. Hey, he knows somebody that'll snatch you up. Like, hey, yo, we gonna do this?
Yeah, just wait.
We just gonna do this?
Hey, yo, my man. Okay.
Then we gonna do?
What time you about here? Okay. What time your Uber gonna be outside? Okay. That's all you gotta do. Fuck all that trying to run and you burning your motherfucking energy. By the time you get there, you fucking winded and tired. You know you old. You got to get your ass whooped even worse now. Save that energy. When you get your, you gotta know how to conserve your motherfucking energy.
You do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You try to get out there. You try to run a lap to get to the motherfucker to fight him. Then by the time you get there running a lap, you burned out.
No, he fighting the security guard.
Yeah, he fighting him.
No,
yeah.
You know you ain't gonna get past 3-10 security guards.
Yeah, come
20
on.
Of these motherfuckers.
The motherfuckers Jerry Springer. The motherfuckers Jerry Springer bodyguards. Remember Jerry Springer?
Oh, yeah.
The motherfuckers used to be running track, bro.
I know.
They used to catch a motherfucker mid-air. Motherfucker jump and dive to whip your ass. They'll come out of nowhere, catch you with the arm and shit and clothesline you.
I did see somebody get knocked out on Jerry Springer, though.
Like somebody, they used to let him fight.
Man, one dude hit him so damn hard, he just dropped.
Like, Jerry Springer used to be the shit, though, bro. Growing up, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, middle school, man. That's,
like all that ratchetness, that Love & Hip Hop shit, that shit kind of comes from Jerry Springer, bro.
A lot of it.
They just to just let you fight though, and he used to always be the white man sitting back laughing, getting paid off y'all dumb asses.
He's all getting the jokes in though.
Yeah, he say some slick shit. Them motherfuckers going through pain, hard. They out there embarrassing themselves.
He had a whole dude had a whole movie off that.
What you mean?
Jerry Springer had a movie.
I think he did. The Principal Greer on there?
Oh man, I can't remember. Well, I know he had a movie.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Ring something.
I think Principal Greer was on there.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
you gotta come back to that. That's crazy. I remember that shit.
Yeah, that how big he had a whole movie.
It was huge. Bro, back in the day, that had to be like the 90s. It was Jerry Springer. It was Murray. Remember Murray?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Murray before, just when he just do the DNA test.
Yeah.
He used to have other like topics and shit. Like it wasn't just that. That was the biggest. That got the most hits, so that's why they kept sticking to that. But it was Murray, Remember, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell was another show. Was it not Montel? Was it Montel?
Yeah, Montel.
Montel was killing that shit. All that's all it used to be.
It was talk shows, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Talk shows and court shows.
Then Steve Wilkos came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he can. You know, he piggybacked off the. Off the Jerry Springer. Yeah. And then, you know, now they just do not all the doctors getting their shows and shit. Now you got Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil. Now you just got doctors and shit getting their shit. Nah, though. But it's back in the day, they used to exploit ratchetness.
Yeah.
Exploit ratchetness. That's all they used to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's fucked up. I wonder if they used to get paid. Are you going to go there and embarrass yourself?
No, they did get paid.
Like, you know what's crazy to me, too? Them motherfuckers used to go out on the episode.
But wait, cousin actually on Jerry Springer.
Really?
Who? My wife cousin.
Straight up?
Yeah, swear to God.
But you know it's about to be some bad shit, though. Like, they fly you out, they book you for the show, you get there, you sitting in a chair, and they about to ask you, like, do you know why you here? Do I know why I'm here? I ain't on vacation. You should know some bullshit about to be happening. And then the motherfucker come on and say, damn, oh, the baby not yours, or this motherfucker been cheating or whatever.
This person, I've been sleeping with your cousin.
Yeah, like, damn, we rip up a guy on TV?
Crazy. Oh, on TV, though. On TV,
yeah,
though.
Now he got to sit there with the I look stupid face.
Man, that should be all playing. No, except for when they really get to fighting, though.
That shit crazy, man. I don't know. That's fucked up, though. But that used to be the 90s, though. That was our shit.
90s, 2000, though.
Early 2000s. It was a little bit in 2000.
Yeah, early 2000. But, man. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about what you feel about the NBA right now?
Man, this year is a fucking waste. I don't care what I'm about to say, man. We all know the Golden State Warriors gonna win the whole motherfucking thing, bro. We could play stupid if we want. Like, motherfuckers gonna say, oh no, it's up threats in the West and all that. The Rockets beat them 3 times out of 4. Well, they did that shit last year.
But?
And look what bum ass.
Paul got hurt.
Paul got hurt. Yeah, but he always. What playoff run he don't get hurt?
Damn.
This motherfucker was getting hurt with the Clippers. He always get hurt.
That's true.
He always get hurt. Like, it's the Warriors, bro. The Bucks, I think the Bucks, and I'm not saying the Bucks just because we from Milwaukee, because I'm not a Bucks fan, but I want to see them do good.
You're Lakers?
Yeah, I'm Lakers. I'm not Lakers. I'm Kobe. So I inherit the Lakers.
And you Bron too, my nigga?
Nah, I'm Westbrook.
You ain't Bron no more?
Nah, I stopped. Come on, bro. When Bron went to Miami, I told you. I was Bron when he was in Cleveland before he went to Miami. I was fucking with Kobe, and I was like,
"You went back to Cleveland. You still claiming Bron?"
No, did I?
Yes. Bro.
I don't know about that.
Bro, you claiming Bron, bro? You claiming Bron?
I fuck with LeBron a little bit, though.
You know,
I fuck with LeBron. Hey, bro, he just not better than Kobe and Jordan to me. But he one of the greats, bro. He top three ever, bro. Easy to me.
He better than Kobe.
Let's not do that, man. What you doing, man? You just be hating on Kobe, man. I don't know, bro. I just see the motherfucking antennas go up on the top of your head. What's I say? It's saying Kobe and shit. Kobe.
He's three.
Hold on. He better than Kobe. How he better than Kobe, bro?
Man.
Kobe could do everything better than this man.
Everything.
Except go to the rack.
Everything.
And chase down blocks. It's only two things LeBron could do better than Kobe Bryant. That's chase down blocks.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to the rack.
Passing. Rebounding.
He can pass. He can rebound. Rebound. Okay. A little bit. Just a little bit. That's four. Okay. I give four then. Okay. That's four. Okay. But then the motherfucker 6'10".
6'9".
Motherfucker 6'10", 290 or some shit. Like, come on, man. He's supposed to be getting rebounds. You know big ass out here and getting rebounds?
Man, he's small.
You got a body for no reason.
Hey, man.
Kobe could shoot better. He could score better. He could shoot better free throws. He more clutch. He got more of a killer instinct.
I want to say
he more clutch. We ain't got to go that route, bro.
We can go that route, too.
Don't do that. Didn't this man just get his shot blocked against the New York Knicks?
Hey, look here, man.
I'm just saying, today is what? March 21st. So this is Thursday. Sunday, this motherfucker went to New York off a rest game because he played Detroit the day before. Mm-hmm. Didn't play against Detroit. Rested, so he could play the Knicks, and the game come down, and he got the ball in his hands, and he don't even get a shot off. He don't even get a shot off, bro.
He can't put him
in the same category as Kobe with that. LeBron, to me, LeBron is still the best player in the NBA right now as we speak. He's still the best player. But he's not all time, he's not better than Kobe, bro. And I don't know where they get this. He's been the best player the last decade or whatever. What?
Yes.
No, he didn't start being the best player until Kobe got hurt with the Achilles.
Not before that, dog.
No, it wasn't, bro.
What year he got hurt with the Achilles? What year was that?
That was 2013, 2014.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was, bro.
Even after the championship in Miami, he wasn't better than Kobe.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Before that, he was.
In Cleveland?
Yes.
No, bro, stop. What? Yes. What's your basis?
Well, my basis that he was better than Kobe? He could lead a team better than Kobe.
And what's your proof on that? Because I'm just saying he on the Lakers right now. He didn't lead them too well.
I just said, look.
I just said, okay, hold on. I got you on that. But look, okay, go back to Cleveland, right?
Okay.
Did he lead them to the finals?
Who? LeBron lead.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know you talk about the last year he was there, like when he lost to Orlando, right? Yeah. That's what we going off of.
Yeah, he won the Eastern Finals, yes.
Yeah, and he damn near got swept. Because he lost in five, right?
Yeah, he did.
To Orlando. And the only game he won was a buzzer beater when they was down 2 points.
Yeah.
And he had to launch up a prayer.
Yeah.
Because that was the year they had the Kobe versus LeBron Sprite commercial with the puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, no, Kobe did his job. The team that beat LeBron in five, Kobe beat them in five.
You're talking about Kobe had a better team, right?
Okay, you say that better team?
Yeah.
Okay, who we at? Well, Powell, right?
Yeah, Paul. Bayou.
Okay, Powell was an all-star. Powell was an all-star, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was an all-star before he got to Kobe, too.
Okay, Powell was an all-star. But wasn't Mo Williams an all-star that year, too?
Mo Williams
was an all-star.
He was an
all-star. He was an all-star that year.
He was alternate.
So we classify all star. So if we do, yes. Is he gonna just do all star, or is it an all star and then a subcategory too?
No, I'm just saying if you're an alternate, you know what I'm saying.
Which mean he didn't start? They don't say.
No, that be he only got
hit because somebody got hurt.
Hit. Yes.
Who got hurt?
I can't remember all that, but yeah, I
remember him getting in. You know what I'm saying? I remember my Williams getting in, bro.
No, he got in. I talk about he got no. It was alternate. Trust me, I remember the shit. Now, Paul got in on his own merits. He got voted in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, if you want to ask me who's a better player.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Paul Gasol is definitely a better player, bro.
Biden.
But, hold on. Come on, bro. Biden coming off an injury. He's coming off an injury.
Okay, who better? Mo William Biden. During that year.
That year?
Yeah. Andrew, you know.
Mo Williams. I'm going to Mo Williams.
Oh.
He came from Milwaukee. He went out there balling. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. This motherfucker came out the West. This motherfucker beat the Spurs, bro. This motherfucker beat the Spurs in five. No, it wasn't six. He might have beat them in six. One of them. But nah, bro. Don't do that, man. Like, Kobe Bryant.
Nah.
Five
bro.
Rings. Only two L's, right?
Two MVPs.
Only two L's in the finals.
He only got two MVPs.
Only two L's in the finals, right? Is it just two, right?
LeBron got more MVPs than him.
Two L's in the finals, right?
Yep.
Right? It was Detroit, and then it was Boston.
He got carried for three.
Right? He got carried for three. He's not going to do that right, man. Nah, come on now. I'm just saying, he won more without Shaq than Shaq won without him.
He only won with one coach.
Who?
Kobe.
So? Jordan only won with one coach.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Don't nobody use that as an argument against Jordan.
Hey,
don't use it as an argument against Kobe.
LeBron won with two.
He won with two.
Yeah.
Eric Spoelstra
and he took multiple.
Tyronn Lue.
And he took four to the finals.
It's on David Black, the year with David Black.
Yeah, okay.
Took
four different coaches to the finals. Oh yeah. Why Kobe can do nothing with LeBron old coach?
They lost to the Thunder in the second round, bro.
And then he got fired in this year.
But they lost to the Thunder in the second round who went to the finals that year. Didn't they go to the finals that year or they lost to, no, lost to Dallas?
No, they lost to Dallas.
No, they didn't lose to Dallas.
Wait.
No. They went to the finals that year. They lost to the team that went to the finals and should have beat LeBron in them. No, I don't say it should have been LeBron and them. Kevin Durant was. He ain't had Golden State. That's why he lost.
Don't talk about that.
That motherfucker needs.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. Kevin Durant with the most help ever, the best player in the league type conversation.
Clearly not the best player in the league. He was never the most help ever. Beanie Sigel told Charlamagne, you're not qualified.
The most
you're not qualified for this conversation.
How can you consider yourself the best player when you get the most help you could ever have on a team and then you can say I'm the best player? How?
He know he not in his heart of hearts, he know he not the best player. Like I don't even think he's better than Steph. Like if you just take at first I did, but now that I look at it, like they go as Steph go, bro. Mm-hmm. He opened up the whole floor for them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Steph not there. They not beating LeBron and them in the finals last year.
They better.
They not beating Houston without Steph.
They better without Kevin Durant with Steph than they is.
Opposed opposite. Oh, that's proven because Steph won the championship without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant never won without Steph Curry. Hey,
Steph Curry beat him.
And he beat you. While you was up 3-1.
That's what I'm talking about.
With a game 6 at home and you missed 20 shots. Now, I know Westbrook had a couple turnovers in that last few minutes, but Kevin Durant missed 20 shots. He didn't miss 20 shots. The entire finals he played with Golden State. He didn't miss 20 shots combined all games, bro. But he missed 20 shots in a closeout game.
He tricked that game, dog.
Yeah, you know he's sabotaging.
Yeah,
dude.
He tricked that game.
I ain't gonna say that. That's kind of tough.
I'm gonna say it.
That's on some motherfucker.
And then he come about
Tim Donahue type of stuff.
Then he talk about if they would have won the finals, I couldn't have went there. You were trying to go there.
He said if they won the finals, he would have never went there.
Yeah,
he was going there anyway.
Yeah, stop what you talking about? Don't give me that, dog. Come on, Durant. Who you think you talking to, dog? You plan on going to they had discussions about you going there before y'all went up against each other.
He's talking about Draymond Green making calls.
No, before the call.
What you mean? Throughout the year?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, bro. It was rumored that he gonna go there. It wasn't no surprise.
No, that was a surprise to me. I don't know where you got that information from.
Bro, man, they've been talking about that Kevin Durant might go to state. Steve A. Smith been saying that shit.
Nah,
I don't know
about that.
Steve
A. You got to bring some validity to that. I don't know about
Steve
that.
I can't pull up a first take.
I hear what you're saying. I doubt that, though, man.
I can't pull up a first take right now and just say, hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? They're like, what?
No, that kind of came out of nowhere because I think that was on what? That was like a day before 4th of July or something?
No. He was rumored to go to.
No, everybody thought he was going to stay, bro. No, everybody thought he was going
to
stay.
No, he made it seem like he was going to stay. But it was a rumor that he might go to Golden State. That was a rumor. And I was like, nah, he can't go. He can't do that. I said, Kevin can't. Nah. I said, man, he might go to the Clippers.
Man, that workload got too hard for him. He knew he would have had to play more. Even if he did get past Golden State, he knew he had to go beat LeBron. That workload got too heavy for him, especially a LeBron James that was in his prime playing with Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? That's the shorties. Yeah. We all got kids. We all know how that is. Yeah. He knew that workload. I'm telling you, like, even if he beat Golden State that year when it was a 3-1. It wasn't a for sure he was going to beat LeBron in the finals.
That true? Well, hey, what the best team?
I'm just saying, like, if you take his career out of Golden State, I don't see where we see this top 10 player of all time or one of the greatest of all time. I don't see where we get – where's the evidence of that? He lost in the finals against LeBron when he was in Miami where they had home court. And they had the better team. You cannot tell me that Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Derek Fisher, Collison, who else did they have on that team?
Serge Ibaka,
Kendrick Perkins. You can't tell me that team wasn't better than that Miami team.
It was better.
And LeBron went out with cramps in game 3.
Talked about it.
He didn't even play the fourth quarter.
You can give me Chris Bosh. You can give me D-Way, who they had Mike Miller.
And Westbrook was killing. Now, James Harden didn't show up neither, though. I ain't gonna lie. But
oh, yeah. The third quarter with Westbrook.
He was killing.
Like, dog, every third quarter, Westbrook was.
He had a few turnovers, but remember he had the 140-point game where he only shot 3 free throws?
Yeah.
That's the opposite of James Harden. James Harden, you're 40, he shoot 38 free throws. That motherfucker get 38 free throws, he gonna get 40. Westbrook got 43, and only shot 3 free throws. That's buckets.
Hey. Alright. What about your boy, dog? We in the Adrian Broner.
Some of some dudes hitting on him or something.
Deliver.
Deliver. What's that?
Oh man, you never seen that you never seen the what you call that? Oh, you never seen that the video where the dude was gay and he got in church and the preacher put his hand.
Oh, I heard it on the breakfast. I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Deliver. Oh yeah. That's yeah, listen, man, I stay away from that shit. Hey, if that's their lifestyle, what they want to live, yeah, that's your lifestyle.
That.
Keep that shit over there. But with Adrian Broner, what'd he say? He was going to shoot anybody. Up. Come on, man, you really about to play your career? You really going to be in there with all of them? That's where the majority of them at? Motherfuckers in jail. It's some gay shit going on in jail. So you going to kill a motherfucker on the street because he going to make a pass at you. But you going to go to jail for life. Well, that's all they gonna do but put a pass on you. That don't make sense to me.
Nah, it don't make a lick of
sense. Ignore that shit. Leave that alone, man, and keep it moving.
You ain't had to pay no motherfucking wind under that cell or nothing. You ain't had to say nothing about it. And it wouldn't have been out.
You would never knew it? Yeah. I only heard a little bit of it from the Breakfast Club.
I heard
it. Rumor report or whatever.
I heard it. You know what I'm saying? I heard it for that in a couple
on
of
on Facebook? Other,
yeah.
Okay. I ain't hear it on that.
But, what about you? You a Kodak Black fan?
I just want him going after Young MMA. That's like trying to fuck a dude, though.
That's why I know. But people,
you attracted to, like, nothing against Young MMA. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool, whatever, how you live your life. I'm just saying, like, her image is masculine.
Yeah.
You like masculine? I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen my family friend, Smokey?
Hold on. Let's stay on this a little bit. Hold on.
All right,
like I just like you like masculine. Like I like my women to cross their legs. I like them to have some heels on. I want them to be soft and gentle. I don't want no young MA brawlic drinking Hennessy trying to box out a motherfucker on the court. Like I don't want none of that. Like
you don't want to rub. You don't want to be like in your basketball
legs all out and shit, sitting like a nigga. Like I don't want no chick like that. You know what I'm saying? I want a chick that's but not, you know what I'm saying, petite or whatever, but just, you know, feminine, man.
Yeah,
soft,
feminine,
warm.
Soft, you know
what I mean?
A female.
Yeah, that's feminine. Like that's what it is. So I don't know. Maybe he was trolling her or whatever.
Oh no, but that shit was funny.
Yeah, he said she don't want her shit penetrated or some shit like that or whatever. Like I don't know how they get pleasure, that's they shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Kodak kind of been trolling a lot of motherfuckers lately, though.
Yeah,
Kodak. He makes some good music, though. I like his music.
Do you?
Yeah, he cool. He got some joints.
I never heard his music.
The Z.
I never heard
Pull up in the Z. That joint, that's nice. He got some shit.
I heard.
He made the Cardi B joint, the Bodak
yellow. I know.
That come from him.
Yeah, I know.
I think I heard him say on Hot 97 that he get paid off that joint. Like, all the money that she made off of it, he get a percentage of it. So, yeah, like, he doing his thing. Remember he got to with Master P, though? About them book bags or whatever?
Yeah,
that shit crazy, man. I know you just got to listen to the OGs, man. That's what I think. Like, I feel like anybody like a Master P, anybody like a Jay-Z, anybody that's just been around the game, like, that long, like, you just got to soak up whatever they give you, man. Because that knowledge and them jewels that they're going to give you, it's going to outweigh any of your pride or whatever, any of which how you feel is right or wrong, that shit gonna outweigh that. Cause ain't nothing new under the sun. And if they've been through something, and they want to teach you how not to go through the same shit they went through to make it easier for you, man. Master P was Jay Z before Jay Z. Damn near.
He don't want to listen to somebody that was born in the 70s and the 80s.
See, that's not smart. That's not smart. Because what they said a smart man learn from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from someone else's mistakes. You see what I'm saying?
Mm. That's true.
Man, I listen to older people more than I listen to young people.
Hell yeah, you got to. You should.
That's where the knowledge at.
All the, you know what I'm saying? Them all the knowledge.
Shit, they're closer to God. Yeah, shit, you know.
Shit, they gotta get right. They gotta get right right now. So
yeah, I'm always listening to older people, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Or try to, man.
That's a little notification or whatever, man. We ain't gonna get into all that. Oh, that shit doesn't go though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we're gonna keep it flowing.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit going on, man. Like,
yeah.
That's a little shit. You know, little shorties be having fun, man.
Yeah, I know. They were running up and down the stairs. But they never be down the stairs. I would have down the stairs, dog.
That's how kids is, man. Kids want to be around you, man. Like, kids
The dudes are downstairs. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Kids are feeling like they missing out on something. Like, my kids, my boys, like, they stay up all night because they feel like they're going to miss the next thing. The next big thing, they feel like they're going to miss it. So they got to stay up. They're going to try to see what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how kids is, man. You got to love them, man. You can't live without them. Yeah, we got all these new documentaries and shit coming out, man.
Duh, I kinda,
what's up with listen, man, this R. Kelly shit, bro. This shit gotta get discussed, bro.
Oh man,
it gotta get discussed. I've been stopped up on R. Kelly, bro. You know what was enough for me? The Aaliyah shit. That was enough for me. Well, he was 28, she was 16. That's enough for me. The proof was in the book. Did no one listen to that shit, though? They always say, whoa, but she made good music. Man, fuck all that shit, man. That motherfucker been like this, bro.
Man.
He been like this.
At that time, you know what I'm saying? Why? I never even understand the Aaliyah shit until I got much older. Much, much older. I didn't even hear about that shit like that. I heard, like, little rumors.
But you was in your, okay, what was that wrong? 90, what, 5? 94.
I was 10.
Yeah, he was about 10. Okay, yeah but you knew though. Like
I heard, but like, you know what I'm
going
saying?
Back, looking at it though.
Yeah, going back, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about it, like, I heard a little it was rumors though. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if it's true. Rumor. I heard this something. They kept it
under wraps.
Yeah.
But everybody reported it though. Everybody reported it. Everybody knew about it, man. She made the song that he wrote, AJ Number the Number.
We all heard the song, but like,
cause who all didn't use that? Like, ain't gonna lie, like, as a
female,
as a kid,
female used to use that all the time.
Yeah, like, I'm saying as a young dude, like, I used to tell older chicks, man, AJ Number the Number. You know what I'm saying? That's how you shoot your shot.
Yeah.
That little phrase right there that they coined, that they made a song of, we all was using that little shot.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's other stuff, though. Like, all right, I could give you that song. I could give you AJ Number the Number, though. But, like, it's other songs that people try to say, like, oh, yeah. Man, yeah, this. You got other songs that link you to a pedophile.
I said that.
Yeah, I know you said, but no. It ain't just you. Now, I'm like, where? Cause I could point out to more songs.
No, I'm just saying, if you go to the most famous line, my mind
telling me no,
but my body
telling me yes.
My body is telling me yes.
Yeah.
Why would listen? If I'm on a date,
okay.
Let's just keep it funky. I'm on a date. I got a nice looking of age woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. A woman, not a girl. A woman. Right. Because I'm 31. Let's say she 30,
okay.
And we having a good time, and we go back to my spot or we go to her spot, right? Now, if she was ready to have a good time and she was trying to take this to another base, why would my mind be telling me no? Unless it's something wrong in that scenario. Yeah. Now, you could make the point of you might not have protection, but he ain't referring to that though, because back then, man, motherfuckers was raw dogging it back then. Look at Eazy-E. Rest in peace. No disrespect. But people was out there raw dogging back in the day. So what would in your mind be telling you no?
You want me to tell you?
Tell me.
All right. See,
See, no, yeah. Go off the scenario that I just painted. Oh,
no. Go off the scenario.
You got to. That's the foundation. That's the argument right there, though. That scenario, because at that age, he was around 28, 29, right? Okay.
But all right, I can go off.
So let's go off him being 28, 29. Let's not go off of him. Okay. 21, and the little girl 19. Let's go off him being at the age where he made that song, when he was around 28, 29. All
right.
Why would a 28, 29-year-old be saying his mind telling him no?
He might. What my thought is, when he's saying that lyric means to me, well, he might tell him no, but his body telling him yes. And then, you know, said that, I think it really means that, you know, said the girl already have a man.
Man, get out of here with that shit.
No. This was he going. That was
dudes do not get no fuck about them having a man if a woman is trying to pursue
listen,
you.
Listen.
No, that's not not valid, bro.
Okay. This was R. Kelly going to, you know, say this was he was doing the download phase when he talked about, you know, say sleeping with another man girl. He was like, that was doing the whole timeline of that time. That was the download, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But you still doing it.
Huh?
You still doing it? Yeah, but no. But he's saying
this is not the Chris Brown line. You know what I'm saying? I fuck your girl. Whatever the fuck he said. He said these hoes ain't loyal. You know what
he was trying to hide it. I see what you're saying.
He was trying to hide it. Download.
But not. But look though. That's not him saying his mind telling him no, and his body's telling him yes. That's not. He's not saying like we on TV. He not broadcasting that. That scenario that he was creating was like an intimate moment between him and his chick. It seemed like they might have been wherever they was at, right? But it was just them. It wasn't like it was on broadcast. It was something where they was at. They was on a date or whatever. He was saying like, okay, I got her to come to the crib. Okay, my mind is telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. That is about an underage chick, bro. That's the only reason why your mind be telling you no. You know for a fact, when you were single, bro, and you went out on a date, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say with your wife now, because we're going to keep that in context. Your wife, before y'all got married, and y'all went on a date when y'all was just friends, right? Mm-hmm. And y'all had a good time. Y'all went back home. And let's just say things got a little hot and spicy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She got a little romantic. Urges got the coming on, right? Why would your mom be telling you no in that case? Why would it be? It's no reason why be saying no,
you know,
bro.
Do you know all the lyrics to that song, or you just know that part?
I don't even know them bars, bro. That little two bars. That's all I know right now. That's all I know right now. We only talking about two bars. But them two bars is significant though.
No, it ain't. Not without.
He's saying his mind telling him no. You cannot tell me when an of age woman wants to pursue you that your mind will be telling you no. What will prevent you from carrying that out? Right. Just tell me, what will prevent you? I'm telling you from my standpoint,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna just isolate two lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Two bars. What's the next bar after that?
Shit, I don't know. Tell me. I don't know shit. Said, I thought y'all don't fuck with him.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't fuck with him.
He said, like, all right. He was like,
was it you killing me with this shit?
No. He's like, I don't want to hurt nobody. But
keep going.
Who is he hurting? He not hurt. He hurting the girl? Who he hurting? Who do you think he hurting?
That underage ass little girl.
Oh my God, bro. You don't think that he...
This grown ass man. Yeah.
No.
This grown ass man about to rape this little girl. He don't want to hurt nobody.
No.
I'm about to hurt somebody.
Or he talking about she got a man.
What the fuck? Listen, I'm sorry, bro. Listen, side dudes don't care about the main dude feelings.
Maybe he did.
Man, fuck out of here. He must.
He had a whole trilogy with Vince Ben when he fucking hurt his
That
bro.
Don't make no sense, bro. Side dudes do not care about a man. Listen, if I was a side dude,
bro.
No. Let me just give it to you, bro. I'm just saying. Let's just look at it from our put ourselves in that position,
okay,
bro.
But,
let's stop looking at it like that, bro. Right. The average man, bro. You was a side dude, right?
Yep.
You care about a chick that's trying to give it to you. You care about her dude feelings. Be honest. Yes or no? It's a yes or no question. No. Yeah, it's only a yes or no.
No.
Okay, then. I don't give a fuck neither. But you trying to get that cookie.
But
the only reason why it wouldn't be...
he knew him. The dialogue series.
Oh, you knew the dude?
Yeah. That
make it a little different.
Yeah.
See, but that's that song. We talking about this song.
It was all around the same time, bro. It was, bro. Different song, bro. All around the same time.
Talking about a different song, bro. His mind ain't... Nah, bro. His creepy ass mind. Hell no.
Bro.
But then he got the... Nah, hell no. That creepy ass mind that man got, man, fuck out of here. I ain't going on all that. That motherfucker is possessive. He's possessive. Did you see what he was doing to his wife? Bro, he's like that, bro.
Wait, man.
He don't even know how to read, bro. And that's sad. For him to have all that money, for him not to know how to read, for him to be illiterate like he is, bro.
But
like,
I didn't do anything.
No, what I'm saying is his fucking intellectual level is on the same parallel as someone that's underage. They're not equipped mentally to handle higher conversations with grown adults and women, bro. That's why he's not attracted to them, bro.
I think you can have a, your conversation could be, you know what I'm saying? You can have a higher conversation while knowing how to read, too. You know what I mean?
He charismatic, bro. Yeah, bro, he's brilliant.
I didn't watch Survivor, but I heard, most of the girls on there wasn't young.
I'm talking about the okay, listen. It was a five part documentary.
It was five or six, or whatever.
Seven. I only watched the first two, three.
Yeah.
First two and a half to maybe three. I couldn't watch them more after it got too disturbing, bro.
But you're talking about two young girls, right?
It was more than just two young girls, bro. It was Sparkle Niece.
Yep.
It was like the Puerto Rican chick from Miami.
She was 17.
That's underage, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's depending on where you at.
No, that's underage, bro. They was at, it was underage.
Where?
They was in Florida, I think.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And then,
it was another chick at a video shoot that he was doing where he had a bunch of like badass women there. Like, I'm talking about beautiful women. They all was trying to get his attention because they, you know what I'm saying, R. Kelly was the dude. We ain't gonna front. Like, he was back then.
No, he wasn't.
They was all trying to get his attention, and they said he wasn't fucking with none of them. He wanted the youngest looking chick there, which was someone that was under 18, bro. And that was when they ended up doing the threesome with him and Sparkle Niece.
Man, okay. I know you're talking about, that's a 17-year-old right there.
Yeah, so her, and then the Puerto Rican chick. That's three right there, bro.
I don't know, but I didn't hear about the Puerto Rican chick. But
yeah, and I don't know if she's Puerto. Let me not say Puerto Rican, Spanish.
Do I think he probably did that shit? Yeah
he did that shit.
Yeah,
that interview. That interview was so guilty. Listen, shout out to the Joe Budden podcast. Rory, he made the same point that I've been saying, bro. He was saying, like they were saying that he couldn't act. I think one of them was saying he couldn't act. The other one was saying he can't act. And that emotion that he drew from, that wasn't because he was remorseful or something. That was because this motherfucker trying to stay out of jail. He didn't want to go to jail. So when he was saying, "You killing me with all this shit," he didn't want to go to jail, bro.
Yeah.
That's where he got that emotion from. That emotion wasn't because he was innocent. It was because he don't want to go to jail, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to misconstrue this shit. You know what I'm saying? I get taken aback about, you know what I'm saying, if I will listen to music or not. I feel like I know too so much of his music that they're not speaking to young girls at all. I know for a fact. He had to be speaking to the grown girl, and I love them songs,
bro. The documentary, bro, was saying that everything that he ever wrote of was inspired from something. If you know anybody that makes great music or writes great music, that shit comes from a real place. Yeah. Like even if you just go to actors, right?
Yeah.
No. Like if you go to like someone that got a role that they about to act in, right? Like, for example, Tupac in Juice, mm-hmm. right? Him playing the role of Bishop. For him to get all the way in character like that, that Bishop character had to come from a real place, bro. He had to draw from something to bring that type of energy, that type of charisma, like all of that. He had to get that shit from somewhere, bro. Mm-hmm. R. Kelly, with him writing all that music, all that great-ass music, bro, he had to draw that shit from somewhere. That shit just didn't come out the midst of the air.
Yeah.
He drew that shit from somewhere.
Yeah.
It was from fucking with little girls, bro.
Okay, that's why I say nah, bro. Because, dog, that's why I say nah. Because I listen to his whole catalog. His whole catalog. All right, you want to say, don't put me out. He's not talking to a young girl.
He's not talking about a young girl. He still folk with women. His wife was of age. I'm not saying he just folk with. All he had was 8 year olds and 9 year olds.
No.
He was married to someone that was over 18, bro.
Yeah, but
come on, bro.
90%
I'm not saying his whole catalog got to be below girls,
90% of his song was like that, bro.
I'm just pointing out the few that seemed like it was.
No, you didn't. Right. You pulled out a couple bars. You didn't point out the
age ain't nothing but a number, though.
That's
that whole album. The theme of that album was that, though. He wrote all that for Aaliyah.
I ain't hear all the whole album. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Did you hear the whole album? Or you just saying that shit?
Huh?
Exactly, bro. This is all I'm saying.
That shit was 20-something years ago. Okay,
I
that's
know.
20-something years ago.
Right.
Hold on. We can pause this shit and listen to it, then come back. But listen, this is all I'm saying. Back in the 90s, whenever they did a theme album, the whole album was themed and catered towards that. So, for example, Biggie, Ready to Die. That whole album was about him ready to die. So whenever you forget about that though. 90s was the golden era of theme albums. Whatever that theme was of the album, they predicated that whole body of work towards that theme, bro.
But you know what I'm saying? All right, the point is, I know, you know what I'm saying? The point is, I know he wrote a song for the leader called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. But that's all I know the song is about. They say the age ain't nothing but a number. I don't know what she's talking about sexually. I don't know what she's talking about for the game.
Why wouldn't it be a number just to be what? Not sex. Well, I'm just saying, why wouldn't it be a number if it was like, okay, you could be my producer? It ain't no age. No. He produced the album, right? It ain't no age requirement for you to be a producer.
I just saying, I don't remember.
It's no age requirement for you to be in your presence.
I'm just saying,
for her to say age ain't nothing but number, it had to be for something more. Come on, bro. That's common sense.
No.
Use your common sense.
I said. I got plenty of
think, people. Y'all killing me with this shit. You killed yourself.
He did.
You fucking rapist.
He did. And he was saying, I believe that he did it, but I just said, I don't remember, you know, age ain't nothing but number. It's talking about like, hey, yo, I can fuck this grown ass nigga right here. I can fuck any grown motherfucker because my age ain't nothing but a number. I don't remember that song being about that. And I, you know what I'm saying? The point is,
you don't like reading between the lines?
I can read between the lines, but shit.
You didn't see the interview that they did together?
Nah, I didn't.
You didn't see the interview where they was on the couch, they was dressed alike? And the co-host asked them, are they together? And they was like, no, it's just my friend. Like, he cool. Like, all this and that. And that and this. That's facts, bro.
Okay, they said friend, they cool. But shit, they can't dress alike.
Come on, bro.
And he said,
you was 28 5 years ago, right? Did you have a 16-year-old friend like that?
That 16-year-old friend?
Yeah, a 16-year-old friend.
No, I wasn't in a music game where I produced it.
I'm just saying, bro. Man. What other young motherfucker he produce?
Huh?
What other young motherfucker he produce?
Sparkle.
That's after.
Okay.
I'm talking about before her, though. Before Aaliyah, though. Before. He fucked her niece?
Recordedly.
Recordedly? You just made my point. The other young motherfucker he recorded, he fucked them. Case closed, bro.
That motherfucker going to jail.
R. Kelly, you going to jail, motherfucker.
He should.
You going to jail.
He should.
Get ready.
He should.
Cause look, hold on.
My argument.
When you go to jail, they mind not gonna be telling them no.
Hey, they can fuck the shit out of his ass.
It's a go. It's a go, motherfucker.
I still want to listen to some occasional R. Kelly song.
Don't sing in there. Huh? Don't sing in there, motherfucker.
You can sing all you want to.
Don't sing in there, motherfucker. You get me.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants to up in there. And you'll say he gonna be, and he should be there.
He deserved to be there.
I don't know, he deserved.
You don't think he deserved to be there?
No, I say he deserved.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I think he's gonna do maybe. It's either this is what I think. I think R. Kelly gonna either get him. He gonna get a 10 piece, or he gonna walk, bro.
I believe the same shit.
Like, I don't think he gonna go on no probation. I don't think he gonna do like maybe just 2 years. I think he gonna get a whole 10 piece.
But you know the thing,
or he gonna get off, bro.
But the thing about it, though, what kind of got me iffy about it. You know how they said they got the second tape and all the other tapes and shit. It kind of weird though. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said like the room reports. Angelique said, "Oh, it's supposed to be another tape," and then it kind of found out that tape was fake. So I like,
but they didn't report that it was fake to the news outlets or something. That's what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? They said in a lot of tape that people reported that fake. And then the point is, like, if they got home, you know what I'm saying, like, dead to right. You know what I'm saying? They got this motherfucker dead to right. Would they only be charged just $100,000 for someone, you know what I'm saying? Just $100,000? I think they got him dead.
These bail should be more? If they got all the evidence, his bail should be more? Yeah, that is a little cheap.
Yeah, $100,000.
That's Chicago, though, bro. Like,
$100,000 for somebody.
I think they got, like, 10% there. You don't even got to put down a whole 100 racks.
No, you don't. But the point is, that's true. But that's a lot of places. But the point is,
that's not here.
Yeah.
No, you got to pay more than 10% here, bro.
You sure?
Hell yeah. You got to pay the whole joint here.
Do you?
Yeah.
No,
we ain't got that.
We used to have it.
Nah, I don't never remember that. You got to drop the whole. Your bill $500, you ain't getting out just on $50. You got to have the whole 500.
Nah, that's probably $5. No, I mean,
your bail is $1,000. You got to come with $1,000.
I remember my mama always had to could pay my uncle bill.
The whole joint. She had to pay the whole joint, bro. You can look it up. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin, bro. All right,
maybe I'm wrong. I ain't 100% sure, but I remember 10%. I don't know. I must have got 10% for somewhere, but
next door, our cousin and them. That's, you know, Chicago, Milwaukee cousins. That's our cousin and them.
Yeah. A big cuz.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But yeah, that motherfucker, yeah, he gone, bro. Go ahead and do your time, R. Kelly. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you gotta do, you fuck with them young girls.
The nigga said, hold time.
Still my hog top before? Hog time? How your hog time is?
I ain't never hog time. I never hog time nobody.
You know what that is? This motherfucker don't know what nothing is. Oh, what? They asked about a coat. Every time he always tell me he ain't know what nothing is. They say I got a coat. I don't even know what a coat is.
Coat.
So this motherfucker say I got bed jean on my head. I don't even know what bed jean is. This motherfucker don't know what nothing this is. Some big grown ass don't know nothing.
Stop playing dumb. Oh yeah, he gonna play dumb. He ain't dumb, bro. I think he playing dumber than what the fuck he really is, bro.
That motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie to me, he like he was doing a music video when he stood up, bro.
Bro, he playing dumber than what the fuck he is. That what he trying to do?
Nah, bro, like, it's like he was doing a music video when he got up. Y'all killing me now.
Tink! What is that? 30 years? What is it, 30 years? He 30 years of my life!
They wanna do this to me?
Me?
They wanna do this to me? The fuck you did it to yourself. What the fuck you talking about? They want to do it to you. You did that shit. Like 50 Cent said in Power, where Tyreek asked him about Ghost. Yeah, you did that shit. Yeah, he did that shit. Yeah, he did that shit.
Oh, 50, man.
I can't wait to Power come back.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to Power come back.
Joe Budden done be shitting on Power, though. I can't wait
to see that. They need to fuck out of here. Power is so lit, man.
On the real.
It is fucked up that 50 ain't there no more, though, man.
Oh, I've been trying to, I want to get into the other show on,
The BMF?
No, on Crackling, The Oath.
Oh, yeah, he do be posting shit like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get into that shit.
How many seasons he on?
Two.
Okay, you got time. Yeah. It's just hard. It's hard to catch up when you, if you ain't in that 3-season range, you ain't catch like Game of Thrones. I'm so far behind on Game of Thrones, bro.
Bro, Game of Thrones is a damn cracker, dog. I can't wait. I can't wait.
How many seasons? Was it 10 seasons on them right now? Bro, it's the last season, right?
You're the last. You buy. You buy
that medieval shit, man.
No, that shit cold, bro.
It's gruesome though, ain't it? It's gruesome, right?
Basically, but not that bad, but not that bad, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want to wait till next time to get into that. We only got 60 minutes of pop.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Only I?
yeah. We start off like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. So, yeah, we'll talk about that next time. So, we'll go ahead and close it out, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're going to call this. We start this motherfucker out by saying, fuck it.
Fuck it, let's grow.
Fuck it, let's talk.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. All right, people. All right, world. All right. Be safe, be blessed.
Yep.
We out.